The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us tonight. We are broadcasting live from the place where pro soccer was born in Rochester back in the mid-60s, the Italian American Sport Club. We're here as part of the 3rd annual Western New York Flash kickoff dinner, where fans of the Flash and Rochester soccer gathered here to meet and mingle with the 2013 Western New York Flash. We're going to break with our usual format tonight. We're going to have as many interviews as possible here on, live on the show tonight. So Dick Howard and Michael Lewis will be back next week for our regular segments on international and U.S. soccer. But let's bring someone in who was part of the start of Rochester Pro Soccer, the host, Joe Sirianni.
Thank you very much, Andrew, and welcome to Soccer Kick in the Grass. I'm very, very pleased to be here tonight and to be able to have a soccer radio show, Soccer Kick in the Grass, to be part of the Flash, third and beautiful event that it will culminate with a championship. And to look around this room, there is future soccer players, people that love the soccer, people that are aspiring to be what everyone back is. You know, and we are privileged to have with us as our first guest tonight, Abby Wambach.
And Abby's appearance is brought to you by the Western New York Flash. This Saturday is the home opener, 7:35 kickoff against the Boston Breakers. 454-KICK is the number to call for tickets, or go to WNYFlash.com. And Abby, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure being in the upstate New York area. And, of course, as always, to be in front of the little kids and the fans. You know, we're excited for the first game, the home opener on Saturday, and this is going to be a great season.
And we're happy to have you here live. I think it's the first time we've had you live and in person.
It's
we've
true.
Had you on the air a number of times,
it's
thanks
true.
To a lot of different people. But, I mean, the people want to know how you're feeling. I mean, obviously, that's been the news over the weekend. So tell us what happened and where you're standing right now.
Yeah, you know, I got a shot to the head. And when you're dealing with a head injury, it's dealt with much different than a muscular injury or a skeleton injury. I'm positive. I'm symptom-free at this moment, which is great, and I hope to continue to stay that way. And right now, from our medical staff, I'm day-to-day, and I don't want to, you know, rush back into it only because it is a head injury, and you have to be very cautious in terms of how you recover from it. So the medical staff is doing their very, very best, and I'm in great hands.
Well, you know, Debbie, Abby, I think that if you look from the perspective, the expectation that you personally have for playing the city of Rochester, the place where really your career started. I remember that many, many years ago, Charlie Shannon and I interviewed you in the same vein, talking about a girl that was scoring a lot of goals, a girl that was above the rest of the people that were playing with her team, and here we are right now. Not only you're at the top of your game in the national game, but also you're a worldwide. You're a person that has traveled the world, representing the United States. Tell us, tell us a little bit about the patriotism that goes with being in the national team.
Yeah, well, without a doubt, every time you put on that national team jersey, you know, it's special. And I don't care how many games I've played in, but every single time you hear your anthem played in a city full of fans watching, even over the, you know, in different parts of the world, you know, I'm really lucky to be able to do what I do on a daily basis. And, you know, I'm really lucky to have come from a great community here in Rochester, which is so soccer oriented, and they love going to those Rochester Rhino games, and hopefully we can get a lot of fans to come out and support the Western New York Flash this year. We need it, and you know, it's a challenge I want to kind of put into the Western New York fan. You know, Portland had 16,000 plus sold yesterday, so we want to, you know, hopefully get to the point. I don't think the Salem Stadium holds more than that, but we want to sell more tickets, and we want to get people in the stadiums.
For full disclosure, though, the men's team did play after the women's team. Is that correct?
I don't actually believe that that's correct. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that.
They did play last night, though. Portland Timbers. I don't know if they played in Portland or in San Jose, but I'll have to check that.
But the reality is this: that if we look at the crowd that is here today, and if you look at what you have generated as our home product, and the expectation that you have from the fans and we have from you, and in the sense that there is a lot of recognition, that there's a lot of pride, and there is a lot of things that are going to make for a season full of excitement, and everybody's going to be cheering Abby, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a special thing to be able to come and play in front of your home crowd. We're going to have a lot of opportunities to reach out into the community and hopefully win a bunch of games here at home. And, you know, I think it's really special for me to be able to play in front of my family as well. Week in and week out, they'll be able to come watch. Tonight is really special because, you know, these little kids, they aspire to do what we do. And it's always my conjecture that I want them to not do things like me, be better than me. And hopefully by the time that their turn rolls around, women's soccer will be a mainstay here in the United States, and they'll be playing for their home team as well.
The new league is certainly more solid than before, so the, you know, we think the women's soccer is going to be more. They're going to last much more than the previous league. So I'm sure that you as a player and all the other players that are in the league are working hard to keep the league to do your best to keep the league prosper.
Yeah, it's a player's responsibility to do whatever they can for their franchise and to grow the game in the nation. It's not just about Rochester, although we're doing our darndest right now to get people to come to the stadium and watch us play these games, to get local businesses to sign on with sponsorships, and that's the kind of thing that makes this game so special. And that's why we went into specific cities for this new league, and the eight specific cities. There's a plan in place that U.S. Soccer they've put a lot of their think tanks on how to make this financially viable for these franchise owners. And you know, my heart goes out to Joe Salen, who has stuck with it. You know, he gets the fact that you have to build a brand, and it takes a long time, and sometimes you're an incur cost with a build-up business, and that's the way he's looking at it. He's seeing the potential of women's soccer in this country, seeing what we can do on a national level, and I'm very, very excited about the opportunity to play for the Western New York Flash.
And we're here with Abby Wambach. We didn't say beginning, the FIFA Women's Player of the Year. We can't forget that. And you just recently went over to Europe to play against Germany and Holland. I guess you didn't play against Holland. It was the other members of the team certainly stepped up against Holland. But that Germany match, what a match that was. 3-3,
yeah.
A great advertisement for women's soccer.
It was. It was a really you know, fantastic crowd. Great atmosphere, and you know, great soccer. You know, I think that Germans actually outplayed us in the first half. We got a couple quick goals in the second half, and you know, unfortunately, we let a couple soft goals go in the end of the second half to end with a tie. But for me, going over into a hostile environment like Germany, who, you know, they support their home team, I think it was a decent result. Wish we could have gotten the 3 points, but you know, hostile environment away from home, 1 point, you gotta take it.
I know that the next match for the U.S. is a big one up in Toronto against Canada. The match sold out in a day. Mm-hmm. There's no tickets available, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what you might hear, unless you go to your friendly neighborhood scalper. But
my family can't even get tickets. They're a little upset with me.
Yeah, well,
and I can't get tickets either because it's an away game. So I get two tickets.
And that's what they told me. I spoke with the Canadian representative, and they said basically no more tickets are going to be allocated, sold out, but we'll be there. We're going to be there in the box, and I know there'll be a lot of coverage from Rochester, and you could be playing against some very familiar faces up there, but it's going to be a great event, a sold-out stadium for Canada and the U.S., and there's going to be certainly some maybe a little revenge factor working for the Canadians.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure they'll be thinking that, but, you know, it's going to be a game that we're excited to play. Canadians, great side, and we want to put a good performance on the field, not just for the fans that will be there, but for the fans that will be watching at home and on TV.
ESPN News will cover that game as part of the 100th anniversary of U.S. soccer.
Before we let you go, I just got one more question. He wants to know, how's it feel to play against your teammates?
Yeah, it's actually pretty intense because we're all such competitors. But playing against the national team girls on the other side of the pitch during this NWSL season is interesting. I'll just say that. I'll leave it at that. It's interesting.
Thank you very much.
Well, Abby,
thank you
guys.
So much for having me.
Thank you. See you on Saturday. Thank you so much.
Sounds great.
Abby Wambach here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, the FIFA Women's Player of the Year, and certainly we've seen the number 20 hopefully out there on Saturday as the Flash take on the Boston Breakers, 7:35 kickoff. Get your tickets at Salem Stadium and the box office, and run in front of Wambach Way, Joe.
Yeah,
can't forget that. And, of course, you can also call 454-KICK, the Rhino's office. And joining us now, somebody who's very familiar with the Western New York Flash, both as a team, as a player for the Flash and playing against the Flash a couple years ago, defender Estelle Johnson joins us. And Estelle, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Great. And by the way, hello to my good friend Eric Nash over in Philadelphia. And I know that she's probably listening to the show and wishing there was a NWSL team in Philadelphia. But what are you going to do? Maybe expansion.
Mm-hmm.
But tell us about how you came to be on the Flash and what you've been experiencing so far playing here for Joe Salen's team.
Well, I got to the Flash. I was the first draft pick for the Flash in the NWSL Flash, or in NWSL draft, right. So that's how I got here. So far, it's been a really good experience. It's different, obviously, coming from a different club. Things are run differently, but I'm enjoying it so far.
Well, I think that one of the things that, the Western New York Flash, due to their ownership and stuff, they are pretty good place to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got good facility, and so it's going to be a very good thing for you to be in Rochester, or Western New York, let's call it. But we consider you guys to be Rochesterian.
Yeah.
So, and we're impressed and look forward to watch you guys play, and certainly it's going to be an honor to have you on our team, and an honor to be on Soccer Kick on the Grass.
Thank you. Yeah, we're really excited. We've got a really good setup with everything at Salem Sports Park and stuff, so we're lucky.
And a big game against Boston on Saturday, and you're going to have to be defending against Ms. Cindy LaRue. It's going to be quite a challenge. What is the defense going to have to do to keep Boston off the score sheet?
Don't let it score.
Yeah. You know, we have our ways. I'm not going to tell you everything.
No,
but
no, so they're probably listening.
Yeah. I mean, she's a pacey girl, so I think that having a body on her as soon as she receives the ball is going to be key for us. I don't know. It should be exciting. I haven't played against her before, so should be interesting.
You have a great keeper in the back. Adriana French has been outstanding the first two games of the season, and you know, deserving of that number one collegiate draft pick for the Flash. And we had her on last week, and I was a goalie back in the day, long, long ago, back when it was before electricity. So I can understand that you got to have somebody with a lot of strength and a lot of determination and a lot of courage in there, and she certainly seems to be that type of player.
She's great. I mean, some of the saves she came up with was unbelievable. So, I mean, it's definitely a weight off my shoulders to have someone back there so awesome. So.
And how's it been teaming with Brittany Taylor in the center of the defense?
It's good. We played together last summer in the – WPSL Elite League, but she was playing left back and I was playing right back, so it's kind
of
funny,
sort of
right?
The
so we've played together, but not as closely. So it's been good though.
Well, so I know we got things going on in the background that I probably can hear, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll let you go right now and get back in with your table, and we'll be talking to seeing you on Saturday.
Great, thank you.
Thank you very much,
Estelle. Estelle Johnson here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. One of the back four of the Flash will be defending against the Boston Breakers, and Joe, it's going to be quite a match. And you got to get your tickets now. This is the first time Abby has played for Rochester. It's the first time a lot of these players have put on the jersey of the Flash. So it's going to be a great event.
You know, Andrew, I tell you, for those people who are listening to us, and those people who are wondering, please don't wonder. Buy your tickets. Even if you don't want to buy your season tickets, just come once, and I'm sure you're going to come back.
Okay, we're going to take
it's exciting.
Okay, so we're going to take a break here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll have more interviews with Flash players and staff here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, Dick Howard, a very interested listener always at WYSL, and I get my kicks in the grass courtesy of Joe Siriani.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash kick off their 2013 NWSL home schedule this Saturday, April 27th at Salem Stadium against the Boston Breakers, featuring U.S. national team stars Heather O'Reilly and Sydney LaRue. Kickoff is at 7:35. Now is the time to purchase your 2013 Flash season tickets and flex packs. Tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash, experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
It's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Rhinos play their final road match to start the season this coming Saturday at 7 p.m. against the Harrisburg City Islanders. The match can be seen live at uslnation.com. The Rhinos' home opener is next Saturday, May 4th at 7 p.m. against the same Harrisburg City Islanders. Rhino season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos' website at www.rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now that's a way to come back. Here's some good music to come back to. Andrew Battisti, Joe Siriani, live from the Italian American Sport Club, the home and the founding place of Rochester professional soccer. And we're here at the Western New York Flash kickoff dinner, and they're having Coach Aaron Lyons right now addressing the sold-out crowd here at the Sport Club. Right now we're joined by the two Canadian internationals as a part of the Flash, lady who was here last year with the Flash, Jody Ann Robinson, and Brianna McCarthy, who has also joined us joined the Flash this year. And ladies, welcome back, Jody, and
thanks
welcome,
for having
Brianna,
me.
Coming.
Thank you for having us.
And it's a pleasure. And the Do you ever experience anything like this? I know, Jody, you were here last year, so you know about the dinners.
I heard about the dinner. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to attend, but I heard about it was a great event, and all the players loved it.
And you guys are going to go away hungry, that's for sure. All the food come up. But how have things been for you, Jody? You played here last year. What's the difference between last year's teams and caliber of play that you've experienced so far and this year's team?
I think the difference would be there's a mix of experience, young and old. I felt that last year we had a really young team and we did quite well. We won the cup championship, and this year we have a mixture of experience and young players, and I think that kind of molds the team together. So, you know, I have a mix of both youth and experience. So, yeah, I think that's great for a team.
How does it, you know, for you, I mean, being a newcomer?
Brianna,
yeah. Being a new player in the team, yeah. And being with the professional, being, you know, with a new nucleus of people, mm-hmm. And you know, you're Canadian international, she's a Canadian international, and you guys say eh. But anyway, how does it feel, really? I mean, for you?
I think it's a great experience. I'm fresh out of college, so I'm just trying to take in everything I can, and you know, I'm one of the younger players myself, and I think just learning a lot from everybody around me. I mean, I am playing with some of the best players in the world who have been through, you know, a lot, and I try and bring my experiences that I've had through playing with the Canadian national team and just try and bring it every day. And you know, it's great because I think our team molds together really well, and we everybody brings it every single day to training, and I think that's the most important thing. Everybody's working hard, and we're just trying to win another championship.
Brianna, you know, you see this event, mm-hmm. You see all these young girls. At one time, were you ever them?
Oh, yeah.
And how did you progress the way you are?
100%. This was me when I was little. I used to come to all sorts of things like this. And I think for myself, it was just sticking with it and just, you know, growing up. I mean, all of these little girls have a dream, and I tell them to just stick to it and, like, you know, keep focusing and keep working hard to whatever dreams that you have, and they'll come true. Obviously, you know, hard work gets you places. So I think just sticking to that, staying focused, and you'll achieve whatever you want.
We're here with Brianna McCarthy and Jody Ann Robinson from the Western New York Flash, and also proud members of the Canadian national team. We'll be facing the U.S. on June 2nd up in Toronto, and Joe and I will be there. But unfortunately, again, the tickets are sold out. Actually, Jody Ann corrected me. This wasn't one day. It was 48 minutes.
Yeah, 48 minutes. The tickets were sold out.
16,000 people up at BMO Field. It's going to be quite an event. Let's hope for no rain.
So the question that I got to ask you now, playing against your teammates, you know, like Abby and the other ones, how will it be? I mean, what are you going to do, you know, defending against Abby?
I don't think she'll be defending Abby. She'll be up trying to score.
Yeah, I'll be trying to score the goals, but I think it's going to be great. It's going to be a great challenge, you know. We're a competitive team, and we're competitive players, so it's going to be a good fight, you know. Aside, we are teammates, but on that particular day, we each want to win for a country, so.
We haven't actually talked about what happened on Saturday. The Flash tied Washington 1-1, and the referee must have had the essence of Kevin Friend, the referee from the Chelsea-Liverpool match.
I know he was going to bring that up.
I couldn't resist, but there was a very dubious call in the 87th minute after the Flash took a lead through Samantha Kerr's goal, assisted by Abby, and there was a penalty called, and I didn't think it was a penalty. I thought it was a dive. And of course, Joe often mentions women never take dives, but I think that was
sure.
I think that got about a 9 out of 10 on the Richter scale, whatever you want to call it. You were in the field. Did you see? Were you close to the play when it happened?
I didn't see much of the play. I was on the side warming up, so I can't really say anything about if it was a penalty or was not a penalty.
But it was, I'm sure the team was, especially after scoring in the 85th minute, it had to be a disappointment that was called. And, of course, the Spirit took advantage and was one of your Canadian teammates, I believe, scored the penalty.
He's great.
Matheson.
I like the way she plays.
So what was the mood of the team on the way back, Bree?
I mean, yeah, we were disappointed to have lost that, the extra 2 points, but, you know, we think that collectively we played well as a team, and, you know, we're going to take that and the experiences from that game. You know, again, we were on the road away from home, and we still managed to control much of the second half, and I think that we're just going to take that momentum and take it into our home opener. You know, everybody, you know, it's not the best result, but it's better than nothing. And so, you know, 1 point is better than none. And I think we're just taking that and moving forward. And, you know, we put in our back pocket and we'll focus on our next opponent.
I was talking to Coach Lyons Joe earlier, and I said, you know, at some point those balls that hit the post and bounce back out are going to start going in the back of the net. So
it's
really, you know, things tend to even out, Joanne, throughout the season. So I think some of those shots that Abby took and you guys took it that just missed, or it was a great, National Heritage made some great saves in that game too, but those are going to start going in. I think you're going to see some flash scores and scoring in bunches in some of the next matches coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I feel like it's unlucky that we haven't scored the chances that we've had in previous games, first game and second game. But, you know, that's a game. The luck didn't go our way on that day, but we're just going to keep pushing forward and, you know, trying to get the ball in the back of the net next time.
Well, I know we're all looking forward to this coming Saturday night, 7:35 kickoff. You guys against the Boston Breakers and Sidney LaRue, Heather O'Reilly, two very famous names. Who are the Canadian players on that team? Do you guys know?
Yeah, Rian Wilkinson and Adriana Leon.
So certainly guys you're very familiar with, and I know they're going to be going all out to try to get a victory here and spoil the Flash's home opener. But we wish you guys the best of luck, and we'll be there on Saturday. We can't root for you in the press box, but we'll be rooting through our hearts.
Okay.
Thanks so much, and enjoy the dinner tonight.
Much appreciated. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
And Jody, welcome to Rochester.
Thank you.
That's my mic. Brianna McCarthy and Jody Ann Robinson here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and we're going to get our next guest here in just a moment.
Thank you, ladies. They're making
announcements about the dinner right now. And you know, we can't say enough, Joe, about the Italian-American Sport Club and the staff and what they do for... And you can get there every other Thursday. You can come here for lunch and get a meal that you will keep you full the rest of the day.
Yeah, but it's not only the Italian American Sports Club. It's Bernie Acovangel that put this event, and we owe a lot of respect to him and a lot of thanks, and especially to Lana that puts this event together in the absence of Bernie. So our compliments to Bernie Iacovangelo and to all the people that are here.
Okay, we have our next guest coming on here, and it's Kim Yokers, and join us right now from the Western New York Flash, and you're on mic number two, okay? And if you're just making the announcement about dinner, and we don't want to keep you from dinner, but Kim, welcome to Rochester, first of all.
Thank you very much.
And this is, have you ever experienced anything like this in your playing career, this kind of dinner here?
You know, I've been playing pro soccer for the last 4 or 5 years, and there's only been a couple that have been similar to this. It's definitely a very nice family feel to being here in Rochester. I played for the Bay Area Pride for the first 2 years when I was there, and been a big part of that community for a while, so I kind of came from that, and we also had a good soccer community out there, so it's nice to be welcomed with a new one.
Well, this is Rochester. This is this club is really where soccer started in Rochester, and it goes back many, many years ago. If you look at the picture over there, that's where it all started. We won the league. We were the national champion at that time in 1963, and everything started from over there, and that's where we are today. We had the Lancer, which was a professional team in the North American Soccer League, then the Rhino, now you guys.
It's so great to see that evolution.
And this guy was with the Lancers every single year.
That's fantastic.
I happened to be the trainer of the Lancers at that time. And I wish I was young enough to be the trainer of you guys.
And just for full disclosure, in case you don't know, Joe is the only trainer in the history of the NASL to be red carded.
Really?
He took he took his boot to one of the referees.
But I won't disclose that. But anyway, unfortunately, I was red carded, fortunately, and whatever. But now that's where we are. But tell us a little bit about you. Tell us about the Flash. You individually, your position, mm-hmm. and all that kind of thing. This way people that listen get to know you a little bit.
Okay, well, I'm originally from Seattle, Washington, and I grew up with my mom coaching me all the way from the time I was 5 through to college. So I think that's kind of a special thing to have your parent, and especially mother as a woman, to coach you to a high level growing up. So I ended up going to Cal Berkeley for school, and then, like I said, played... When I graduated, the pro league folded, so I'm a little on the older end of some of these players. And so I never was quite done. And so when I heard the league was coming back, I wanted to be a part of it. And so I played with the Pride for 2 years, and then heading out here with the Flash. I've always been a midfielder, and again, I'm filling in that role with the Flash as more of a defensive midfielder that likes to work hard, connect my teammates together, make good passes, and get the rhythm of the game going. So that's.
You know, I got to tell you, in the Lancer years, we used to have this guy named Francisco Escos. He played defensive midfielder.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, he kicked everybody. And he said, if his mother was on the field, at that point, he would kick his mother.
You got to have that kind of attitude.
You know, those were great days, and I'm sure that the passion on the field is the same. Because as a defensive midfielder, you have big responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do a lot of running. You got to do a lot of covering. So
yeah, and to play in women's soccer for this long, you have to have a lot of passion too, because it's not an easy road, even though it's a great one.
Yeah, it certainly is. I know that you guys are going to be, I'm sure, very excited about playing your first home match on Saturday night, 7:35 against Boston. Have you ever played against any of the players from Boston?
I have. Yeah. I'm blanking on the names right now, but there's definitely about 8 players on each team in the league currently that I've played against in the WPS and other times. So some of the girls I played with on the youth national teams back in college.
You know what I like about women's soccer mostly, and we talked about before?
What's that?
That you guys go down and get up and play. We're the best team. They just,
we don't whine too much, do we?
Unless somebody's trying to draw a penalty.
We're tough.
We said there was a little dubious penalty call, I think, in the game on Saturday. But you know what?
It's a rough one.
What are you going to do?
You're away from home.
I just say this. The referees should not be deciding matches. And it happens.
It happens all the time.
You know, but it's a tough job that they have. There is an alternative to that. If you score goals and the ball goes in the net, your referee has nothing to do with it.
Yep, so. You can't blame other people, but it's always a bummer when that thing happens.
Yeah. Well, can we let you get back to a nice,
so you can eat some macaroni.
Yes.
So thank you very much for being with us, and we'll
see you
on Saturday night.
All right, sounds good.
And
go Flash.
Keep on kicking.
I will. I'll scrap.
Thanks,
all right,
Kim.
Take care.
Kim Yelker's here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We're going to take a break right now from the Italian-American Sport Club, the Western New York Flash Dinner. We got some great players coming up. We're going to be speaking with Vicky DiMartino, certainly one of the great families of women's soccer. We have Amy Barzuk on, Kat Reynolds, Brittany Taylor, and, of course, Captain McCall Zerboni will be joining us as we go on here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, live at the Western New York Flash Kickoff Dinner on WYSL 92.1 FM at 10:40 a.m. and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hello, I'm Tony DiCicco. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and I'm listening here to WYSL.
Proudly conservative.
WYSL.
Rochester's home for America's morning show with Quinn and Rose. 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. WYSL, Avon, Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda. Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all of their fans for backing and cheering on the team during this past regular season. Because of all your support, the Lancers led the MISL in attendance this season. Season tickets for the 2013-2014 campaign are now on sale, with all seats in the house priced at $130 each. Get your tickets through RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. The Lancers will be back for more exciting indoor soccer action this coming fall.
Your family's growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your style and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber homes are in communities with excellent schools, parks, and all the conveniences your family needs. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta or at Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today. 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $129,900. Faber Homes, great price.
The Rochester Rhinos play their final road match to start the season this coming Saturday at 7 p.m. against the Harrisburg City Islanders. The match can be seen live at USLNation.com. The Rhinos' home opener is next Saturday, May 4th at 7 p.m. against the same Harrisburg City Islanders. Rhino season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos' website at www.rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Do you ever count people talking on their cell phones while driving? It's pretty scary. But what about scary behavior you can't see? A recent study says that 1 in 7 drivers doesn't have car insurance. If one hits you, are you covered? Don't hope so. Know so. Call an Allstate agent today for a free Good Hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Features are optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Western New York Flash kick off their 2013 NWSL home schedule this Saturday, April 27th at Salem Stadium against the Boston Breakers, featuring U.S. national team stars Heather O'Reilly and Sydney LaRue. Kickoff is at 7:35. Now is the time to purchase your 2013 Flash season tickets and flex packs. Tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash, experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
You know, they played that song at my wedding, and everybody got up and danced to Dean Martin.
I know. How can you resist?
You can't.
I feel like I can get up and dance now.
Welcome back to Soccer's Kick in the Grass, tonight broadcasting live from the Italian-American Sport Club, the foundation of Rochester professional soccer, Andrew Battisti and the Lancer Wall of Famer, Joe Redcard Siriani. And we have more Flash guests. We want to mention, though, the fitness segment of the show is brought to you by Faber Homes. Go to FaberHomes.com or call 889-4840. And again, we have to thank Bernie Iacovangelo, the owner of Faber Homes, for putting on this great event and Wednesday night's great event with the Rochester Rhinos kickoff dinner right here at the Sport Club.
And we'll be here again.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to spend my whole... Hey, I don't mind eating here every night. What the heck?
there goes my diet.
you gotta eat in moderation, Joe.
Portion.
Full
portion. Yeah.
Well, we're joined now by somebody who I find out is a paisan of mine. Her parents came from the same area of Italy as my family did. Vicky DiMartino, one of the world-famous DiMartino sisters, who played, of course, in the WPS. And Amy Barzuk, who joined us few months ago when you were first drafted by the Flash from Colorado.
Yep.
So welcome both of you ladies to the show, and thank you for being
on. Thank you.
And I guess we'll start with Vicky here. And does this remind you of your family dinners back home?
Oh yeah, I love it. Nothing better than some pasta and some homemade sauce. Can't beat that here in Rochester. Reminds me of home, which is kind of nice, and it's a great atmosphere here, so it's good.
Well, there's a lot of Italians in Rochester, Vicky. I think you're going to become a fan favorite very quickly, being Italian yourself. But I talked to you earlier about your sisters, Gina and Tina. They are not playing though this year in the NWSL.
Correct.
What was the reason? Is this they were not drafted, or they just decided not to play?
Well, Tina was drafted to Kansas, but she already had a job when the league folded, and she's doing well in the city, and Gina got a teaching job after the league folded as well, so they're both moving on and enjoying their life post-soccer.
Are they based in Boston right now, or?
No, they're both in the city, New York City.
New York City,
yep,
okay.
Correct.
That's right, so obviously we send our thoughts and prayers out to all the people of Boston. We mentioned that on our show last week, but you played at BC, so I'm sure you know lots of people in Boston.
Yep, thank God everyone's safe back in the BC community, which is awesome, and as they say, Boston strong. So
that's right. Just don't repeat what Ortiz said. we can't handle that. But Amy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
And what do you think about all this? Have you ever seen anything like this for professional soccer in Colorado?
I mean, no. Soccer's big in Colorado, but I wouldn't say it brings this kind of turnout. You know, I think it's awesome that Rochester is such a close-knit soccer community, and you know, you definitely see it here tonight with how many people turned out and just the support and, you know, kind of excitement that everyone is feeling about the Western New York Flash coming back to Rochester.
You know, I keep on asking everybody that's over here, all these young girls that you see over here, what does it do? I mean, what do you think about soccer? You know, and the enthusiasm that you see, how they approach you, tell us a little bit about that.
I mean, you just have to look at them and realize that was you, you know, 10 years ago. And, you know, I remember going to some of the national team games and just dying when I got one of their autographs or something like that. So, you know, you just know how important that was to you at that time. So, you know, you just want to be the best role model you can for them.
You guys are both rookies, correct?
Yep.
So, really, this is your first experience in professional soccer, and this is a great place to be. This is, soccer is king in this city. You know, we have three professional soccer teams in Rochester: the Rhinos, the Lancers, the indoor team, and the Flash. And how many other cities can say that?
Correct.
And the only thing that I can warn you is that these people here, the people in Rochester, they understand soccer, so they know.
Yes.
They
exactly.
know when you play good. And they know you when you play bad.
But they won't turn on you like European fans.
No.
They would never do that.
That's good. Good to know.
But in any event, it's just a pleasure to have you here. It's a pleasure that you're an Italian. It's a pleasure that you're Polish. almost Italian.
Almost.
Close. Hey, we had Boniek played for Juventus. So
exactly.
You'd say that. But. So what do you guys think about the season so far? How has the Flash been coming along as a team? And what do you guys think about the opener on Saturday?
It's pretty exciting to play in front of a lot of people, your first home game. We had two away games, and now it's going to be a great time to get 3 points in front of our fans and being home, which I think will be good.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've had a couple tough games on the road to start off the season, and maybe not the results we would have liked, you know, but I think coming back for this game and having a home stretch here the next couple of weeks is going to be awesome momentum going in, you know, to the middle part of the season, and I think everyone's just excited to come back here and play in front of our fans and, you know, playing in an environment that we really, you know and stuff.
Well, ladies, we really appreciate you coming on the show. Enjoy your delicious dinner, courtesy of the Italian American Sport Club and Bernie Acavangelo. And we're looking forward to seeing you guys on Saturday night at the stadium.
Awesome.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you both.
Grazie, Tom.
Vicky DiMartino and Amy Barzuk here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. And again, we're broadcasting live tonight from the Italian American Sport Club, the home of the founding of Rochester Soccer. We'll be joined by Kat Reynolds in just one moment from the Flash. Certainly have a lot to talk to her about. She's been playing over in Europe, so that'll be some interesting discussions to have with her, and she joins us right now on the show. Kat, welcome back. We're glad to see you back in the Flash uniform this year.
Thank you.
How was it playing in Europe, the difference between there and here?
Good. I really enjoyed my experience. I was in Freiburg, Germany. And I just think it was a good experience to live in a different culture and play with girls from a different country and have a different coach. And I learned a lot, and I'm really happy I got that experience.
Correct me if I'm wrong. That's where Allie Krieger played. Is that correct?
She played in Germany, but not for the same
team.
Oh,
not the same team.
Yeah.
I know she played over there. I just don't remember what team she played for. Were there any, were you the only non-German on the team, or were there some other people from other countries?
There were people from other countries. We had two other Americans. We had a girl from Ireland, France, Switzerland, and then I think mostly German other than that.
So how do you like it being back with the Flash, and so far, what do you think about the team?
I'm so happy to be back with the Flash. I mean, Aaron creates a great training environment, and you know, everyone here works so hard, and we want to be successful this season. And I'm really happy to be part of this team, and I think we have a lot of potential, and we should be successful this season.
Now, if I'm wrong, last year you played in the center of the defense. This year you're playing on the outside. How's that transition been for you?
I would actually say last season I played mostly outside back, but sometimes center back too. But I'm happy that I can play both positions, because I just want to be on the field, and I want to play where Aaron needs me and where the team needs me, and I'm glad that I have the ability to play both.
Absolutely. And what are your thoughts about Saturday's match? You're going to be having to defend against one of the fastest players in the world, Cindy LaRue, who can certainly score goals in bunches. So what do you guys, don't give us any secrets, but what's the game plan to try to slow her down?
We haven't really talked about a specific game plan so far, but I just know that we're really excited to be at home here in Rochester and with our home fans, and I think that we have two games under our belt away, and we know what to expect, and I think we'll be fine. I think we'll be able to shut them down.
I think you guys will get the job done, too. I'm looking forward to a nice shutout victory. We need to get Adriana a shutout, because she's deserved it after the way she's played in goal the first couple of games.
Of course.
Absolutely. Well, Kat, thank you so much for being on the show again with us, and we're glad you're back with the Flash, and have a great season. We'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Kat. Kat Reynolds here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. We're going to take our final break right now. When we come back, we'll be hearing from Brittany Taylor, and also be hearing from team captain McCall Zerboni, maybe some surprises, who knows. This is Soccer is the Kick in the Grass, live from the Western New York Flash kickoff dinner on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
This is Soccer Sam. You're listening to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Seriani.
Notch Monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top Notch Monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top Notch Monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top Notch Monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
TopNotchMonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top Notch Monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos play their final road match to start the season this coming Saturday at 7 p.m. against the Harrisburg City Islanders. The match can be seen live at uslnation.com. The Rhinos' home opener is next Saturday, May 4th at 7 p.m. against the same Harrisburg City Islanders. Rhino season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos' website at www.rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Don telephone. I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I'll give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me? And now you come to me and say, don't telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. But I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call LiveWire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mob father. You understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor. At 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Western New York Flash kick off their 2013 NWSL home schedule this Saturday, April 27th at Salem Stadium against the Boston Breakers, featuring U.S. national team stars Heather O'Reilly and Sydney LaRue. Kickoff is at 7:35. Now is the time to purchase your 2013 Flash season tickets and flex packs. Tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash experience. It's the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here with Joe Redcard Siriani, pitching up from the Western New York Flash kickoff dinner. Let's go right to our next guest, Britton Kaler, who's been sharing the center of the defense with Estelle Johnson. We had her earlier in the show. And I'll let you know, this segment is brought to you by Salem's premium quality meat products since 1869, and you can get them at your favorite local food stores. Brittany, thanks for being with us.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. And some great matches so far for the Flash. Not the best results, but you know, I think things are going to even out. We're going to see some wins in the win column for the Flash coming up very soon.
Yes, I think that we've been working hard all preseason and starting to string things together, but I think this stretch that we have at home coming up is really gonna benefit us to be able to put those final touches together.
Well, tell us a little bit about being in Rochester, Western New York. Tell us how you feel about that and being away from home and all that kind of stuff. But
Well, I think it's great. I'm actually born and raised in New York, just very south of here, so still in the same state, which is great. And it's been really cool to experience living in your state, but just very, you know, still being far away. Still trying out, all of us trying out some of the restaurants and different things around. The fans and the people here have been great and very welcoming, so it's been very good so far.
You won't get a meal like this anywhere else in Rochester, that's for sure. Now, Brittany, you came over here with, you played with the New York Fury last year, so you're here playing in Rochester before, and you have teamed up with Estelle Johnson in the center of the park, the center of the defense this year. We also did with the Fury last year. So how's that been, being able to have the same partner in the center of the back four?
Well, it's been good. It's very fortunate that Estelle and I got to play together last year, and just training on an everyday basis to get to know each other on and off the field, because I think that's very important, especially as two center backs. You have to be able to get along and be on the same page and get a good understanding for each other, and that's something that we've created. And again, fortunately, have the experience with each other last year as well, so it's been very good.
And cover for each other.
Yes, of course. That's the key word we always say, cover.
Exactly.
We always got each other's back.
That's right. And of course, Boston coming in. You've got Heather O'Reilly, Sydney LaRue, and they're certainly going to want to get a victory. They haven't won a game yet, I don't believe, so they're going to want to get on the winning column as well, so it should be a tough match.
Yeah, I think that the key for us is that, especially as a back line, including AD and goal, that we just need to stay solid and stay organized together. And for the first time, which is great that we're playing against them at home, is we've had to deal with kind of weathering the storm and dealing with opponents attacking us, and finally we'll be in a situation where we put somebody else back on their heels and really be able to take advantage of them in the first 10 minutes of the game. So it'll be good.
Well, we'll be
I like your approach.
We'll be cheering you guys on vicariously, because we can't cheer in the press box.
Nice meeting you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Brittany Taylor here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass, and hopefully we'll be able to get our final guest over here if she'll stop eating for a moment. You can take your headsets off.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And good luck.
We're going to be joined by McCall Zerboni in just a second, as soon as she chews up her chicken there.
I know.
We can't have this show without McCall. So, and here she is, the captain of the Western
Flash. We saved the best for last.
That's right. McCall, thanks for being with us, and captain again. It's a great honor. We congratulate you for being captain the second year in a row.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I feel very honored as well. And you know, I really feel good about being a leader on this team, and I think everyone has leadership qualities, and for me to be chosen as the designated leader, it feels good.
What responsibility you have as a leader?
I just think, you know, a big part of it was that this is my third year in a row, and I'm going for my third championship, and obviously something that we've been doing here for the past couple of years has been done well, so we're not looking to change too much, and I think we have a good structure here within our club and coaching staff, and I just look to be the liaison for that and, you know, keep our team hunting the championship.
Stop breathing so hard, Jack. I gotta ask you, McCall, one quick question. In the past, you've been on this team 3 years now, and you've been sort of in the shadows a little bit because of the big-name players you've had. But this year, you've been written up in a number of publications as one of the players to watch in the NWSL. What has that been like for you?
I think it's expected and normal. And to be honest with you, that's what I like. I have big expectations of myself. And I think my teammates and my coaching staff share those expectations of me as well. And, you know, I have big goals and dreams to accomplish. So, you know, everything that everyone is writing and saying, I just hope to achieve.
The national team is one of your goals, am I correct?
Correct.
And what else? Another championship?
I think it's step by step. So, obviously, the first thing for me is to look at where I am right now, and that's I'm playing for the Western New York Flash, and I'm going for my third championship in a row. I think following that, hopefully I'll get a call-in with the national team. And then once I'm in with that, hopefully I'll get picked for a squad for an Olympics and a World Cup and just kind of keep it going further from there.
I know the immediate goal is score a goal on Saturday against the Boston
Breakers.
There we
go. I love that one. You're exactly right.
Well, McCall, we're running out of time here. We'll be joining you at the table in just a moment as we have our dinner. But thanks again so much for being with
Yay,
us.
Yay, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, McCall.
McCall Zerboni here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And that's going to about do it. This show went by so fast, Joe. We got to eat. I'm hungry. So, again, the Flash opener is this Saturday, 7:35 at Salem Stadium against the Boston Breakers.
Thank you, McCall.
We want to thank all of our guests tonight. And, of course, from the Flash, Jackie Maynard, the new communications director, set up all the guests. Thank you so much, Jackie. Yeah, she said thank you. Mike Cipolla, Renee Meyer, everybody from the Flash. And don't forget the Rhinos are in action Saturday on the road in Harrisburg. Watch it on USLNation.com on your mobile device. As you're at the stadium watching the Flash, the Rhinos kickoff dinner is this Wednesday at the Sport Club. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni from the Italian-American Sport Club here in Rochester. Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM. And live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Joe?
Buonanotte.
Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, LiveWire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.